to our long-suffering Tlelo Guyose, who's been here quite some time. Tlelo, just to take us through the decision that you made in your quarterly report to talk about hiring staff.
You know, particularly because, Alec, when you're an emerging asset manager, smallish to medium-sized, clients expect you to hire people with commerciality, people that are shovel-ready, people with great experience. So all asset managers, emerging ones, medium-sized ones, that's what they try to do. We all try to go out and get people with 10 years experience, and it never works out. It's a conundrum. Clients think that's what will work, but then it never works out.
So because? Do they leave?
So this is the reason why we decided to do what we did. We decided we're not going to hire those people anymore. Now, if I could just step back for a little bit and say, in life, there are games that you don't get to play unless you're all in. Think about the professional levels of athletics, of sports. Think about disciplines such as accounting and the law and so on, and medicine. Unless you're all in, you don't get to triumph. As an example, think about marriage. If you think you can walk away, then you're not married. You have to be married because there are consequences which stop you from walking away. At least make you think twice about it, right? When we hire people as asset managers, we're really looking for marriage. But would you believe that some folks don't opt in completely? You know, what's the reason for that? Why would an experienced person not be all in? What we found is there are various filters that inadvertently or involuntarily prevent an experienced person from being all in. And one of those is their lived experience from other companies that they come from. So they come with software already preloaded, whether it's investment philosophy from where they're from or cultural biases or value systems from different companies I've worked with. In South Africa, people tend to work for an average of 2 or 3 years in a company, and if someone has 10 years experience, they come to you with 3 or 4 different softwares loaded in them. And so you have your own unique culture, as First Avenue does, which really seeks you to be all in, to opt in.
Did you lose a lot of staff?
So over the years, we realized that we'd get a guy who'd come in 2 to 3 years, 4 years, and then he'd leave. Get a guy 2 to 3 years, 4 years. You know, and part of it is you say, well, this is what we're doing. This is what we believe in. These are our organizational values. And he would believe, or he or she would believe in those up to a point. And then they opt out, as they would in a marriage. So we thought about it and said, what kind of recruitment strategy increases or maximizes the opportunity for an investment professional to be all in? Okay.
Because, and that's growing your own timber.
Growing your own timber.
Effectively, yeah. So, how did you find Andrew Cuff to help you? Because Andrew is extremely well known.
Right.
He blew the whistle way back on Dave King.
Right.
In specialized outsourcing. And he's done other very bold statements where he's been away from the crowd.
Right.
He sounds like an incredible catch to teach new people coming in.
Well, first of all, I mean, I've known Andrew since, his days at Investec Securities. I was in Investec Management, so that's early 2000s, from 2000 onwards. And Andrew is always a guy who's all in. He completely opts in. And he's also spent a lot of time thinking about the numeric aspects of investing from a quantitative, from a valuation fundamental standpoint. So we talked to him about a year ago, actually. We brought him in. We brought him in to come and lead our complete training program. We wanted to have someone who's dedicated to training so that, you know, the rest of the team stays focused on investments. So we really went back to the old days of having a head of DCF and investment banks in the 90s and a head of training. And then we brought in a cohort of about 5 young ladies who came straight out of university. Now, what's fascinating about this is a lot of people say, oh, you know, there isn't enough talent in the market. Well, you know, universities do a good job of getting people to pass exams, but they don't do a great job of having people learn how to make connections and things. So when we teach people, we have to teach them how to make connections, how to think laterally, right? So you need a dedicated resource to be able to do that. Now, sadly, by the way, Andrew has just stepped away from our role. He's joined, I think, at Stanley Asset Management, And we wish him great luck and great success.